This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday distributed over 65 lakh property cards under Swamitva scheme to the property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and two union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed the day historic for the rural economy. He said that over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of the Swamitva scheme. The Prime Minister said that the government is earnestly working to implement the Gram Swaraj on the ground. He highlighted that the Swamitva Yojana had significantly improved the village development planning and the execution and will unlock the economic potential of 100 lakh crore in the country, which will prove instrumental in the economic empowerment of the people. The Prime Minister said that the Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of the development. Mr. Modi said that the government is working for the digitalization of the land records and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued.
Bharat ke gaon mein logon ke paas lakhon lakh crore rupaye ki sampatti hone ke bawajood logon ke paas aksar gharon ke kanuni dastavez hote nahi the. इसलिए घर की मिल्कियत को लेकर भी विवाद होते रहते थे. इसलिए 2014 में जब हमारी सरकार बनी तो हमने प्रॉपर्टी के कागज की इस चुनौती से निपटने की ठानी. इसलिए हमने स्वामित्व योजना शुरू की.
The Prime Minister said that the women will play a crucial role in building the developed India. He said that the empowerment of women is the focus area of the government and the women are placed in the center of every major scheme. Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide the record of the rights to the property owners in the village areas to enhance the economic development of the rural India. The Union Home Minister and Minister of Corporation, Amit Shah, has ordered the constitution of the inter-ministerial team to ascertain the cause of deaths in Jammu's Rajouri district. The team led by the Ministry of Home Affairs will visit the affected village to ascertain the causes of death in 3 incidents in the past 6 weeks. The team will consist of experts from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, and Ministry of Water Resources. It would also be assisted by the experts from the Animal Husbandry, Food Safety and Forensic Science Lab. The team will also proceed today in collaboration with the local administration. The team would work on providing immediate relief as well as taking the precautionary measures to prevent such incidents in the future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air official mobile app. The Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology has stated that India aims to democratize the technology and to make it accessible to the common citizens of the country, unlike other nations where technology is monopolized. Speaking at the closing session at PIVOT, Pan-IIT World of Technology Conference at Mumbai Bandra Kurla Complex, Mr. Vaishnaw added that this goal in mind, the government has focused on developing the various technologies over the last 10 years. In the rapidly changing geopolitical and the geo-economic scenario, he said that India will play a major role in significant transitions the world will witness this years to come and has urged IITians to contribute to the change. In the CoCo World Cup 2025, India's men's and women's team showcased the impressive performance in the semi-final matches, securing its spots in the final. In a thrilling game, the Indian men team defeated South Africa by 62-42 at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.